What is up, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday. Y'all, we have a fire show planned for you all today. I got my sister, Miss Daisy, up in the building. What up, sis? Sis, we can't hear you. You on mute. Yes. All right, y'all. While we're waiting on my sister to come back, we're going to start the theme song, y'all. Let's go. What is up? Everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for Real Talk Monday. All right. Let's see if we can hear my sister now.
Can you hear me?
I figured. You know that internet does not like you, so yes, right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Okay, good. Yes. Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me?
All right, y'all. So we got a... Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, okay. You good.
Okay.
All right, y'all, we got a fire show planned for y'all tonight. The devil didn't want us to do it, so that's why he's trying to block everything that he can. But guess what, devil? You ain't getting no kind of credit up in here. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Sis, do you want to do it tonight, or do you want me to?
I can do it.
You want to pray tonight on me?
Yeah, right, you can ahead. Hear me. If you, huh?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go on ahead.
Because it seemed like you can't really hear me. Okay, I'm good? Okay. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you on this mighty, wonderful Monday for Real Talk Monday. As we come together and we join as one to bring awareness in different areas of our lives to people. The goal is to reach believers, and the goal is also to reach non-believers, praying that something that we say may grab their hearts and may grab their ears to where they want to get to know the God that we serve, and that they want to ultimately be a community and a family to join onto Real Talk Monday. God, as we go forward and do your work in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you posture our hearts. We pray that, Lord God, that you move through every heart, that you move through every ears, that they hear you and not us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Y'all, tonight we got a fire one for y'all. Sis, why don't we tell them what our topic is tonight?
Have you gone too far? Is that it? But you said it a different way than I did.
Yeah.
That's the way, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you gone too far?
So, y'all, we posed this question on Facebook before we even posted the flyer. This discussion came from a meme that I saw, and I said it with my sister. And immediately, we knew this had to be a discussion that we talked about on Real Talk Monday. So when I posted this meme on Facebook, the meme was, a young lady went into the kitchen and was cooking for her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's friend, which is a female, came into the kitchen and added something to the dish and said, this is how he likes his food to be cooked. And the question was, what would you do? Some of the responses, ladies and gentlemen, that we got from the followers on my page. Lord Jesus. Some of the responses that I got was responses like this. Clear the room. Then I heard, do I take prison ministry for 2,000 Alex? Or do I gracefully deal with her and make sure she understands not to do this ever again to no woman? Then I heard a comment such as, everyone leave the kitchen, please. Then this comment right here was very powerful. Daisy, I'm going to let you read that comment right there, because that one, she just hit on everything.
I can't see that. That's so small. So this is Kalisa, right? Wiggins? Sorry, y'all. I got to come up real close. Yep. Don't mind me all up in the screen. So it says the fact that she would... Let me take my glasses off of that. The fact that she would have the audacity to walk into another woman's kitchen and just start doing things, especially when it comes to cooking, would be the first no-no that goes against woman code. That's part one. Then there's a part two. I'm going to be looking to see where my man is while this is going on and how he would handle the situation / the disrespect. Because although I can handle the situation, what he does and says is also important. Then number three, I like that one. I like that number two. Number three, I'm going to have some questions. Of course, we all would, right? I'm going to have some questions. Would say from both of them, but honestly, I don't do petty and drama and definitely wouldn't be with someone I can't trust. I feel like there's more missing down there. It says see more. I don't think I would. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Let me take my glasses off for real. Listen, my boo wrote a whole lot. Okay. And it's so small. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would be looking to cause a scene, but would be looking for my husband to hold that conversation with me and correct the issue with her, since it's his friend. Again, how he deals with that will tell me a lot. Then the closeout comment to hers is, if things get revealed that I'm unaware of, I'll figure out what I need to do. However, if I know my husband is always with me, checks in, is trustworthy, etc., and my spirit is not telling me anything is off, then we are good. People will try and cause a division, I guess that meant to say, with husbands and wives for no reason. And it's up to them to be able to shut that down quick and not be feuding with each other when there's nothing to feud about. I like that.
Mm.
That's a real take.
That's good.
That was real smart.
Now let's look
a whole lot. Okay. I had to take my glasses off.
Let's look at some of the fellas. First of all, why is she there? Go on ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. Go ahead.
First of all, why is she there?
Okay.
Go on ahead.
Okay. So John Harvey says, first of all, why is she there? Ain't no female friends, any other females in my house that ain't my wife is my family. So a female friend can't, okay. Okay, next. We'll talk about it once we start.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And then this one.
And Jared, he says the correct answer is what female friend for 200 Alex?
Right. Okay, so let's hit this and hit it hard. Because, ma'am, there's a lot that we could hit on this. Let's take it with your questions first, Daisy. Take it from your questions first.
All right, let me go to, oh, goodness.
Hold on, I'm about to put them in the private chat. That way we can.
No, I got it. I'm pulling it up now. Okay. But for some reason, I don't know. I guess put it up, James, because I don't see it.
All right, I got you. Hold on, y'all. We're putting these in the private chat. That way we can see them, y'all. There you go. There's the first one.
Okay.
There's the first three.
It got cut off. Okay. All right. So my first question is, should you approach and question the female friend or the man? So wait, before we answer this, when we talked about the topic, when you showed it to me, James, I was under the impression that they were just dating. So these are married couple?
Yes, this is a married couple.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just in a relationship. So that just changed the whole dynamic of response. Okay, so I'm gonna read the question again. The first question is, should you approach and question the female or the male? Should you allow the spouse to do the talking, or should you right away go in and start questioning your spouse or that friend or the guy? I'm asking you, so I have to flip it because, you know, you'll be married to a woman. So would you question first your wife, or would you question the friend?
First off, let's be real. The first person I'm questioning is my wife, because I didn't make vows with that man. I made vows with my wife. So my question to my wife is going to be, why is this man feeling comfortable coming in the kitchen and telling me what you like? If we married, I know what you like. So why is he telling me what you like? So,
absolutely.
Of course, I'm going to check him too. But my first response is going to be, yo, let me check my woman, because obviously I'm missing something here. And if I'm missing something, she needs to let me know.
Right.
So, same question to you. Who you checking first?
Because I have someone in my house, they don't live there, they don't pay no bills, that person gonna have to get out. Okay, so I'm directing my focus first to them, because we're married, right? And so anything else after that, once whatever we need to discuss, me and my husband, we're gonna do that in private. But I will be putting my first such a focus and my question on this female, and then I'm gonna have her leave. Whatever her response is, I don't care what it is, then you still gotta go, because I need to talk to my husband. Okay, so that would be my response. Kalisa said, she made up a good point. A lot of times people have hidden motives and hidden agenda when you're married. When you're single, when you're dating, it's two different things. When you pop up married, it's like it opens up the door for the enemy to try to want to attack, because now you really locked down. And so automatically we can't just jump to conclusion and attack our husband or our wife in front of the person that's trying to cause a mess, because that's giving them what they want. And so if we deal with it in private, they really won't know how it turns out. We still gotta, though she came and tried to start mess and throw shade. We still have to handle it with care, because at the end of the day, we can't just wake up tomorrow and be divorced. Okay, so we got to protect it. We got to know that we're married, and God wants to cover and protect that marriage. At the end of the day, once you open up to drama and including someone in, even in their messy acts, then you give the people going to talk regardless, but you handle the situation in front of them, then they go and run their mouth to somebody else. But you never want to give them facts, solid facts to run their mouth about. They can assume and run their mouth all they want to. So that's my take on that. I'm not dealing with no relationship issue with my husband in front of nobody. Unless it's God. Wrong or not, that's nobody. Cool. You won't know the ending result.
Yeah. I like that answer. I like that answer, because what that's doing is it's keeping down confusion, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I do know males and females that if they see a hint of, oh, there's trouble in paradise. Okay, bet. Let me go on and work my way on in. Let me work my way on in that crack, because things ain't as good as they trying to make it seem. So since it ain't as good as a... as they trying to make it seem, let me come on in here and do what I got to do.
Yeah. Yep.
Trust me, absolutely. I know people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, real shady. They be having a whole plot. Mm-hmm. Let me go to the house and start some mess. They tell their girlfriends and stuff like that. You cannot. The shadiness that be going on that I hear with marriages ending in divorce because they allowed a simple confusion of a woman or a man to come in and tamper with. No, you won't even, it won't even, no. Mm-mm.
Exactly. Exactly. No. Exactly. We're going to remember why we got married. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I may be mad at you at moment, but as my sister Pastor D has said on many of occasions, I'm going to have a t-shirt on talking about God gets your daughter, because what we're not going to do is go to bed and be at the point to where we're mad at each other to that point. No, yeah. We're not doing that. And remember why we got married, and remember what our reason why is.
Yeah. You want to also remember too, I can and you can speak from a biblical perspective and a kingdom marriage. And I had this conversation. Right. I think it was Pastor D. I had this conversation with her, and I said the world view on marriage is totally different from the view of a kingdom marriage. And so we are set apart. We are set aside. And what the world view, how they may have handled the situation, is what the drama, the mess, the fighting, the cussing, the yelling, and right there popping off. And the world view, the female probably would have attacked the female. You know what I'm saying? Attack the female and beating up her husband in front of the female, giving a whole bunch of open doors to things to escalate to what it didn't even need to, and giving them what they came to do. But, you know, with being in a marriage that God ordains for us to be in, we can't be doing that. That is not what God tells us to join in union to do at all. So we have to keep that in mind. And I can respond only from what God has taught me and what I know in scripture to be what God honors as a kingdom or God ordained marriage. And we are not, even if we feel like it says it in scripture, if we are out and we feel as though our spouse, just like if you're in a church and you feel that your brother and sister in Christ, you have an issue with them. The Bible says that you're supposed to talk amongst each other in private. If you consider that you're a brother and your brother or sister, and it says the same thing for your husband and wife. And if you're in public and something happens where you feel embarrassed or insulted, you're still to wait and go in public and address the matter. And that's why a lot of times God deals with our heart posture and pride, being prideful and proudful, and your ego, because you can't get into a God-ordained marriage with a prideful, proudful, egoistic heart, because you'll want to handle things in your own way, you know? And so we got to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. How the world may handle something with marriage is not how we're supposed to do that.
At all. At all. That's not how we're supposed to do it at all. We're supposed to be a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, people set aside. That's what we're supposed to be. But the problem that we have had here lately is that the world cannot tell what a kingdom marriage is supposed to look like, because kingdom marriages have turned into more of worldly marriages. We have allowed the world to determine what a kingdom marriage looks like.
So let me say this. I wouldn't call those anyways. If it can be tainted to look like what the world see a marriage to be like, then it was never a kingdom marriage. There's nothing that is a solid foundation that is built on God and you hearing from God and how to handle God and God joining a union together from the root, that can be tainted to anyone viewing it and say that is not God. Anything that is from our Father, our Abba, you can't taint it. You can't look at it and say, nah, no, there's no way. So I would say that I feel that initially, yes, it may be two Christians that got married. That doesn't mean that they were ordained to be together. And so then it's going to be chaos.
Good point.
You know what I'm Good saying? Point. So yes, being in a kingdom marriage, it has to be what God, who God ordained for you to be with. It's not just a kingdom marriage because it's God. Yes, kingdom marriage is what is God's thing, is God's bride, is God's groom, you know? But in order for it to fulfill what God wants it to be, he's going to join the two. He's the matchmaker. He's going to join the two together that he's been training in the background, behind closed doors. And when he joins them together, people going to look at it and say, that's God. That's God. So, yeah.
Only God could do that. Only God could do that is what they're going to look at. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they're different. Let's go to question number two of yours.
My question or yours? We mixing it? We going straight down?
Let's go straight down.
All right. Okay, cool. So our number two question is, should your partner address the matter in front of his friend, or out of respect, I think it got cut off, or out of respect, should it be addressed once your guest, that woman or that male, leaves? Should your partner take the initiative?
I think we already touched on that.
I think we kind of did. We because we talked a lot on that first question.
Yeah. Let's go to number three. That's what happens when me, Tevis, and Daisy get on here. We have our questions together, but literally, we'll hit on the questions before we even get to it. That's how you know the chemistry is real.
Yeah. Okay, this is a good one. All right, so number three is, should there be different set of boundaries for a friendship when you're dating and you have a friendship of the opposite sex, or should it be different? Let me rephrase it. Should there be a different set of boundaries with a friendship of the opposite sex from when you're in a relationship than when you become married? Because when I wrote that, I thought we were talking about regular relationships. So I had to reword that. Should there be different set of boundaries when you're in a relationship and you have your partner is close friends with the opposite sex, then when you become one and you join in marriage and union, should those boundaries then change? James.
I'll let you go first on that one.
No. I asked
you. I'll let you go first.
I was talking all this time.
All right. I'll go first. For me, why would the boundaries have to change if it was literally a platonic friendship in the beginning? If it was only a friendship in the beginning and there was never anything of, oh, at one point y'all liked each other, or at one point y'all didn't, or at one point y'all messed around or something like that, there shouldn't be a sense where it has to change. Now, I will say this. There will be times where you may not be as available to that friend as you used to be in your single season. But that shouldn't even have to be addressed, because if your friend is a friend, they're going to understand that from like jump. Like once you get in this relationship, once you get married, they're going to be like, you know what? I understand they're in a new season in their life. Yeah, we still cool. It doesn't exchange the fact that we're not cool. But what it does is, if anything, what it does is I respect their spouse so much that I'm not going to cross that line.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I agree with you as well. When you're dating versus just dating that person, getting to know them, then when you decide to pursue each other and you start talking marriage, I feel like those boundaries are probably different, right? When you're dating versus then when both commit to a relationship. Yeah, when you're just dating, why are we setting boundaries, right? But the relationship, the serious relationship, in talks of marriage and joining in union, I feel like once you have committed to a serious relationship, the boundaries, like you said, should be already in effect, right? The only thing that I feel when you are in marriage is him and this individual may, you know, sometimes before when we're in a relationship, because you don't have trust issues, they may have met up with a group of friends and or they may have been on the phone, like in front of you and things like that. But I feel like I don't know if you want to say that's different, setting boundaries, but just certain things do have to change. Certain things may have to change. Just like you said, they may not be fully available. I totally agree with that, to just because now we're going to be living together. You know what I'm saying? Until when we're in a relationship, we're not a kingdom marriage. We're not supposed to be living and shacking up before we get married. Okay. So
you're not supposed to be tasting.
No,
you ain't supposed to be doing taste testing.
You don't want to be tempted to be doing that. Okay. But, you know, once you are now living under the same roof, those rules are going to change for the married couple. So then I feel like the friendships, even my friendships, should follow. So I feel like it should change in that era, because my homegirls may feel as though they want to just come over, and his friends may have feel like they can just come over. And that's how that girl probably ended up at the house.
In the kitchen. Exactly.
So I guess there do need to be some type of boundaries. Conversation definitely does need to be had, because they can't be popping up like you live by yourself no more. So that needs to change. That definitely, I would say, along with not being available, has to change. I wanted to ask if you don't have anything else to add to that. I had something to ask based on one of the young men's response. I forgot. It's not Jared. It's the...
I know exactly the one you're talking about. Let me go to him. John Harvey.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to ask a question to you from John Harvey's comment. John Harvey says, first of all, why is she there? Ain't no female friends, any other females in my house that ain't my wife is family. So I want to pose a question based on John's comment, right? I want to ask you, James, and I want to ask the people in the audience, So are you saying, how do you feel about your partner, you meeting your partner, you're in a relationship, and she's very close with a guy friend. So with his comment, he's saying absolutely that he's not going to have any female friends. I'm trying to ask it the way I'm thinking it. So what I want to ask you, right, is do you feel that you should not have a friend of the opposite gender, especially, hold on, especially if that's like, okay, example, me and you, Janine and right. Lisa, like.
Let me keep it all the way real. Any woman that gets with me has to understand and will understand, the woman that God has for me will understand that you guys have been there and have helped me on many of occasions and vice versa. Now, you all do not cross that line of doing extra. So any woman that has a problem with you all, she would have to give me a good reason why she has a problem. And then we would have to go to God in prayer to see if that's a legit problem. But as of right now, as far as I'm concerned, no, ain't no getting rid of my sisters. No, because y'all have been there from day one and been rocking with me and have understood me and have been helping me on many of occasions, on many things that I needed help with. And not right. one time have y'all crossed that line.
Right.
Now, I can understand on John's point if this my thinking on it is this. Exactly. If it's somebody new that like, oh yeah, this is my new female best friend.
Right.
New female best friend? What? Like, let's take it once again for me and you. We got about 3 years in the game being tight. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing new over here.
Right.
Like, we've been tight. So it's like, yeah. I can understand it if it was somebody new. But coming for somebody that's been there for that long, no.
Right. Mm-mm. Right. Right. Yeah, I wish he was on so he could clarify if he met somebody new, because I think you're touching into a sketchy place when you're saying, especially for your friends that you've been riding with for years, even childhood friends that of the opposite sex. So you become married and you can't be friends with them anymore. Like, I need him to elaborate on that part. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I agree. If he met no new friends, no new females popping up, because when you get that ring, like I said before, they start hogging on you. All they want to do is see the ring. You know what I'm saying? he married. Let me see if I can get him to divorce.
The fact that one of my sisters just commented, talking about, yeah, cause we ain't going nowhere. And tagged another one of my sisters in the comment. Seriously? Right.
Let's ask Kay.
Yes, she's like, no. We ain't going nowhere.
That's what I'm saying.
And y'all we've not.
Been friends for so long. That's really unheard of. I think that's unhealthy. That is unhealthy to be with a friend in a friendship for so long and then you can't have that friendship anymore. Because then you know what's going to happen? That partner is going to hold a sense of resentment to their husband or wife if they tell them that, yeah, you've been friends with them for childhood or you've been friends with them for 10, 20 years, but no, you can't be friends with the opposite sex no more. That's unhealthy.
And let me clear something up.
Especially in that comment, no boundaries I said... Huh?
Let me clear something up. I said in that comment, any woman that gets with me is going to have to understand that. What I mean by that is my woman, my wife, is going to have to understand that. And she ain't going to have to. She will understand that because the woman that God has for me is going to understand that. And she's going to respect the fact of, hey, okay, they've been here for this long. They haven't crossed that line. I respect that.
Right. Absolutely. Because you're just going to have that trust, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to these other ones.
It's your questions next. Ooh.
Okay. What is the bloodlines in friendship and relationships with the opposite sex? What is the blur lines?
The blur line between, say that again. What is the blur line between what?
Friendship and relationship. Like, how do you separate the two?
Between your significant other and your friendship?
Friendship, yeah.
I think like what we were saying before when we asked should the boundaries change, I think we kind of hit on it. That's kind of sort of what.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, but like I said, y'all, we do it. All right. Would you trust your spouse if they said they didn't trust your friend? Would you trust your spouse if they said that they didn't trust your friend?
Would I trust my man, my husband, my bae? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why wouldn't I not trust him because he says he doesn't trust my friend? And maybe he sees something, though that's been my friend for a while. Understand, also, not saying it's going to happen. It always happened. But I've known for it to happen. You've been friends for years. And then people become jealous because they're not married. They're still single and you're married. And a lot of times we become blinded because of love and our heart for our friend and our family and so forth. So maybe he sees something that I don't see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if he don't like my homeboy and he says I would really honestly not brush it off. I would say, why don't you like him? What is there? And then we go from there because I know I've held on to friendships, you know, even in my singleness, I've held on to friendships that I was so like, I felt it like the Holy Ghost was revealing things to me and I felt it. But because of the longevity relationship we had, I was blinded to accepting it. So sometimes people got to come and be like, nah, that person has changed towards you. So, yeah. And I've seen, listen, y'all watch Lifetime? I saw this movie one time where sisters went and tried to sneak up on their sister husband. And behind the sister's back, try to like say things about the sister because they were jealous because they were still single and the sister was married. So you got to know that people change when you have a thing that they don't have or, you know, vice versa. So that was my response for that.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next one.
You didn't answer.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Look, I try to get out of that. Would you trust your spouse? I would trust my spouse. We would have to have a conversation to see where they're coming from. I would have to see why they're saying that they don't trust my friend. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes they can say it out of a spot of jealousy. Just like the friends can be jealous, the spouse can be jealous too.
Right. Yeah.
So I would have to make sure, like, okay, let me make sure, let's pray. As Andrea Horton said, let's use some discernment and let's see which way God is telling us to go. Because if that friend doesn't need to be trusted, not only is God going to reveal it to my wife, but he's going to reveal it to me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. I agree. All right, next question. Would your friendship be over?
Would the friendship with the guy, with my homeboy?
Yeah.
If he was to try my, if nothing blows up at that moment and my spouse isn't feeling any type of way, then I don't see a need or a reason for it to be over. If my spouse is very uncomfortable and uneasy, honestly, again, this is me responding from a biblical perspective and what a kingdom marriage should look like. And if it makes my spouse that God joined for me to be with, it makes my spouse uneasy. I'm not going to say I would take it to God in prayer. But until I get a solid response from God, I'm going to honor my husband. If he is saying he's very uneasy with it, and because what I'm going to do, I'm going to be like the world and say, no, this is going to be a problem because he really legit did try, my husband. That's where boundaries come at. Regardless if you know my favorite thing, seasoning, whatever the case is, like, know your place. Stay over there. So he was wrong for that.
Stay in that
very wrong zone. For that. Right. Very wrong for that. Okay. So you got to also check things so that people don't become comfortable with disrespecting your spouse like that. Because then you are in the wrong for not correcting that matter. But if it does make my spouse that God ordained for me to be with uncomfortable, we can't deal with no. I'm married to this man at the end of the day. And we not getting divorced. I know I'm waiting for the man that God has for me. So I know once that man, we connect and we join in union, ain't no divorce. Okay.
Divorce so, what? What's that? What's that?
Mm-hmm. That's not an option. No. Okay. So yeah, I got to honor my husband just the same way we honor God. It's just a perfect example. And scripture says it. When God hands you over to your spouse, you got to honor them as though you're honoring God. And it's just like, example, just say an example. God in scriptures isn't for, just throwing this out there, not to offend anyone, but God isn't for abortion. And you know, with all these abortion laws going on and so forth, that's like us being believers and going to do that, knowing that God doesn't honor that. So it would be the same for your marriage. You gotta honor your marriage, honor God by honoring your marriage and your spouse. So that's my answer to that. What about you?
They giving you love in the comments tonight.
Hmm?
They giving you love in the comments tonight.
What they said?
Daisy's on it.
Hey, Boo. Thank you, Andrea.
I mean, for me, would the friendship be over? I would have to agree. If they have totally disrespected my spouse, you know the old saying, happy wife, happy life. So if my wife is not happy and I'm dealing in chaos because you decided to come in there and act the donkey in that kitchen. Oh, no. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. So at that moment, whatever it takes to get things right with my wife is my number one priority. That is my number one priority at that moment. Friendship or not, yes, granted. And I can say that because I know that the female friends that I have now, ain't none of them going to even do nothing like that.
At all.
They would not even go in the kitchen and be like, girl, he don't like that. He likes this and that. Y'all wouldn't do that. So.
At all. No. Mm-mm.
At
no.
all because
no.
that's like a disrespect.
A relationship. No.
That's a disrespect.
Something
type
should
thing.
Just be common sense. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll be back, y'all. She'll be back. But let's look at some of these comments, y'all. Let's look at these comments. Boundary shift with the new status of relationship. Like, once you start a relationship, it's a natural be to stop talking to those who are talking to romantically and focus on that one person. Then, when married, you access shifts because your spouse is number one. I agree 1,000%. I agree 1,000%. Y'all keep on commenting, keep on commenting. Let us know how y'all feel about this topic. Waiting on my co-host to come back. She will definitely be back, y'all. All right, there she is. I see my sister.
Listen, I don't know why this is doing that to me today.
You good. You are good.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? It keeps taking me off.
All right. Oh, you good though. You good.
I'm good.
All right, so let's go to question number four.
I wasn't going too long, right?
Mm-mm. I stalled it. I got you. So question number four.
Oh, I wanted question to add. Number four. I wanted to add before we go to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
So to make a comment on what you were saying was none of your sisters that you are currently, me, Janine, and so forth, you being in a relationship, that we would ever do that. And I was wanting to say that it's just certain things that is a given that just takes common sense if you are not moving with malicious intent. Why friends are not. And if you feel in a setting with me, my husband, and you know, we have people over, and you feel that you need to come in the kitchen and say that, then some comfortability for you to do that. Common sense. Like, why would you do that?
Y'all, her phone is not liking her tonight. She'll be back, y'all. She will definitely be back. We ain't worried. She'll be back. I pray y'all have had a great day today, ladies and gentlemen.
Go to the next question.
All right, so now y'all, we about to have a little fun. We about to do a scenario. We're about to do a role play scenario of the conversation between the female friend or the male friend and the other person. So Daisy, I'm gonna let you start it off. I'm that male friend that came in the kitchen and caused all kind of chaos in your household. Let's hear this conversation. Let's go.
Okay, you came in the kitchen.
Yeah, so I done came in. So this is after I done came in the kitchen and I done stirred up all this chaos.
You gotta say it. Mm-hmm.
Yo, bruh, man, Look, move over. You don't know what she likes in her food. Move over, man. Move over. She don't even like that. Hold on. Don't worry, sissy. I got you. I got you. I know you like this in your food. I got you. Man, boy, just stick with me, man. I got you. I'll show you what she likes in her food. I got you, boy. Don't worry, sissy. I got you. I told you I would help you out and tell you what, tell your man what you like.
First of all, I don't need you to tell my man what I like. My man already knows what I like. What would give you the audacity to come in here and act like that? Like, what's wrong with you? Are you drunk or something?
No, but sis, I just know what you like in your food. He was about to put this other mess in your food. You don't like that. I know you don't like that. You don't even like spicy stuff in your food. I know
Okay,
it.
can you allow my husband to be my husband? I don't need you to be butting in my business and his business. It don't matter what you feel like I like. I like whatever he is going to make and put in my food, okay? Can't be coming up in my kitchen disrespecting.
Y'all, her phone is acting up tonight. We pray y'all enjoying this show tonight. We pray y'all are. Y'all getting wild realness tonight. Every show is not gonna be perfect. That's why it's called Real Talk Medic, because y'all getting that wild realness. You on mute.
I was saying, I don't know why it keeps knocking me off.
Okay, you good now.
Yeah, it's not
All right,
off.
whatever, sissy. I'll just trust whatever he does for you. I'll let him put that spicy stuff in your food that we all know you don't like. Anybody that knows you don't even like spicy. But you know what? I'll let him put that spicy stuff in there from now on. Whatever.
But at this point, you're being real petty and disrespectful. So I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. Because
What?
you're still pushing buttons. Like you should have just shh. Like you should
Ah,
have just
sissy,
shh.
but
Now you still.
phone is not liking that tonight, y'all. Right. All right, fine. I'll just leave. I'll just leave. Whatever. You said leave, so I'll leave. Whatever.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, your turn.
Thank you.
Same situation.
I just hope this thing don't keep. Let me hurry up before it go again. I don't know why it keeps doing that. All right. So come in the kitchen. You're cooking. Can you move out the way because you're about to.
All right, y'all. Hold on, hold on, hold on. She's gonna come back. Like we said, y'all, every show ain't gonna be perfect. And y'all seeing that firsthand tonight. We don't strive for perfection, we strive for realness. All right, you good? So you just came in the kitchen. You just came in the kitchen.
What's your layer making? Girl, you're about to put this nasty dressing and seasoning in my boo stuff, and he don't even like that. He didn't tell you he didn't like that. Why are you about to use it? That's nasty. Let me do this. Let me finish this up for him, okay? Because obviously he didn't school you on the things that he like. I got you. Don't worry. I'm a doctor for you because clearly you didn't tell your wife that you don't like this season. So your sister got to come and step in for you and make it right for you. But I'm going to make it, I'm going to fix it up and make it real good. Okay. I promise.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Baby, why don't you go in another one? Baby, go in another one. Don't worry about it. I got it. Go in another one. Who are you and what have you done with my sister?
I'm your same sister. What you mean? This how we roll. Why are you trying to act like that's not how we roll?
I like whatever my wife is putting in my food. Why are you?
You're allergic to that. What are you talking about? You're allergic to what she's about to put in your stuff. I just stopped her from killing you. I just stopped her from killing you.
Like, sis, look, that was my fault. I hadn't told her that I was allergic to that. That was on me. But there was a better way that you could have handled that.
And what was that?
So, look. You could have just been like, sis, girl, he may not have told you, but he is allergic to this seasoning or this over here.
But that's what I did.
No, you came in here on 10.
I was trying to save your life. How am I getting blamed because I tried to save your life?
I'm not blaming you for trying to save my life. But sis, look, out of respect for the queen of this castle,
I'm feeling like I'm need not you to step out of.
At this time, you're not. You're going to have to go.
Really? That's what we doing?
Yeah. This time, you got to go.
No, I'll leave after I finish making your stuff because I'm your friend. So I'm going to finish what I started.
You know what? Hold on. Here, I'll help you finish it. Pick up the food that she was just making. Throw it in the trash can. You can leave now.
And what if I don't leave?
You can leave at this point.
And what if I don't?
We have been cool for too long. Don't do this. Do not do this. Just leave.
It's nothing but love. Okay, so do you want me to just go apologize to your wife?
That, as well as you walking out the door, do that apology. Apologize to her as you're walking out that door.
Not apologizing.
What you say?
If I have to leave, I'm not apologizing. I'm only apologizing if I stay.
If she says it's okay for you to stay, then yes.
So you want me to go on to another? Or you want to call her?
I'm going to call her in here and we will have this conversation together. Okay. And we'll see where it goes from there. But as of right now, look, cross that line again. All right? The queen.
Is that a threat?
That ain't a threat. That's a promise. Do not disrespect the queen of the castle.
And what's going to happen?
Access to me will be cut off if you disrespect the queen. If you can't respect the queen, you can't respect me.
Their relation, friendship, because I came and tried to help you out so you won't end up in a hospital. That don't even make sense.
Just respect the queen. That's all I ask. Respect the queen. That's it.
Anything to disrespect her. I try to help you out from being in a hospital.
I get that, but you could have done that in a way better way.
Can you reiterate to me again how I did it? Because I'm not understanding.
You came in here on 10 talking about, girl, you about to kill my boo. like my boo don't even like is obviously he ain't tell you and start laughing at her.
I wasn't laughing at her. I was laughing because I wasn't trying, like, being serious or nothing like that. It was a joke.
She didn't take it as a joke. So you need to apologize to her. And if she agrees that you can stay, you can stay. But
I don't even want to stay. Because now okay. I'm feeling
sick. There's a door. There's a door. You can leave.
Deuces.
Deuces. All right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh man.
So y'all. All right. Nope. So now, since we got a little bit of time, let's mm-hmm. do this as the dating or the married couple. So one of my female friends just came in the kitchen and told you that I didn't like certain things in my food, and I wasn't in the kitchen.
You wasn't?
How would you come to me and let me know? I was not in the kitchen at the time, but she came to you being disrespectful towards you. How would you come into the other room to let me know that she was being disrespectful towards you? What would you do? Let's role play it. Yeah.
So I will politely tell her with the finger, stay right there, don't move. And I'm going to go, probably watching a game or something like that. I'll go to you and be like,
mm-hmm.
if you don't get your friend out my kitchen, it's going to be a problem. Now I'm going to stay right here while you go in that kitchen and take care of your friend, because she just came in that kitchen and try to tell me how to cook for you. That's the problem. And if you don't handle that problem, you and her are going to get out my house.
Okay, baby, do you want me to handle it now or after the game?
What you mean now? Oh, now or after the game? Did I just stop and come in here to you for you to ask me, do you want me to do, I want you to handle it now?
Yes, baby. I'm going to handle it now. I'm going to handle it now.
Punk me. Is this a punk? Is there a hidden camera?
I'm going to handle it now. Come with me.
I'm going to come with you, but if she try to be disrespectful again, it's going to be a problem.
I get it. That's why I'm saying come with me, babe. Come with me.
Problem. And I'm not going to handle this in front of her because she don't need to know our business. But I'm telling you now, if she try to come out of her place, I'm going to kick her out of this house.
You won't have to. I'll do it myself.
Okay.
Just come with me, baby. Come with me.
Okay, sir.
So that's how it should be handled. So, y'all, we pray that y'all enjoyed tonight's episode, even with the technical difficulties that we've had all throughout the episode tonight, y'all. Like we said, every show is not going to be perfect. But we strive to give y'all the best content that we can possibly give. That is Real Talk Mondays Ago. So, as I always say, before I turn it over to my beautiful co-host, Miss Daisy, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things if we look at is bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And we'd invite you to go to musicloveawards.com and vote for Real Talk Monday for a podcast of the year. Y'all, God is sewing up and sewing out for Reverend JHC3 Ministries. When I tell you the things that he is doing this season, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Not only from the show standpoint, but in our personal lives as well. I mean, God is making his presence known. And this is amazing. So just go to this website right here and vote for Real Talk Monday as your podcast of the year. All right, Daisy, it's on you, sissy.
All right, thank you for joining us on tonight. Do we have any questions in the comments?
Mm-mm. No questions.
Everyone answered the questions when you did the post. All right. So thank you for joining us and taking the time to be with us on this Monday. It is always an honor to be before you guys to bring you the latest, the rawness, the truth, and all of the above. So what I would say to take away from today's show and the topic for anyone that desires marriage, and I feel the best thing that you can do is seek God in your singleness, and he will honestly, because he's been doing that with me, he's been teaching me how to be a wife, and that's by being a wife to him first. And so how we interacted, James and I, when we did the role play, I was doing those based on the world view on how they would handle things. That is not a biblical, like I said, when I answered the question in the beginning, I would not handle any situation in front of any intruder, whether it be a friend, family, or whomever. It stays between my husband and I, okay? So what I did was just being dramatic, doing it the worldly way. That's not the right way, okay? Y'all know I gotta include God in a scripture in the closing. So I went to, hold on, let me pull it back up. I had it on this thing, the phone that kept going down. All right, so Matthew 19:6, if you guys want to look at that, like I said, anyone in your singleness, you want to know what God expects for you in his union. Matthew 19:6, and that reads, "We must guard our marriages so that the outside world cannot separate it. We must protect its core. We must protect its core. The love between a husband and wife should not be shared or opened up to the outside world." Okay, and this is God's word. This is what God is saying in Matthew 19:6. We should guard our marriage, like what we both answered in the beginning. We should not open it up to the outside world. It should be kept separate completely. Any issues you have in public should be handled in private, regardless if it was done to you in public. Hence this whole Kiki thing that's going on, but they're not even married. So that's the first thing that they did wrong in from jump. But that's how you know that's not what a kingdom marriage looks like, right? Y'all got to be able to know what's the difference here. Because any kingdom marriage, we not about to be doing that. But yeah, that's my takeaway. Just let God be your Cupid, and we out.
Peace. Love y'all. We will see y'all next week. And if y'all ain't busy, tune in to The Godly View on Saturday at 6:00 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all, we branded that show. It is no longer The Godly View Soul Sisters, but it is just simply The Godly View, because you're getting aspects from the brothers and the sisters every week. So definitely tune in, y'all. Peace. This week it'll be the sisters, though. See y'all on Saturday for another power-packed episode. Peace.
Bye.